Well, it's 8:39 this morning, and it's time for Kent's Wedding Tips as we are preparing for Ever After Bridal Fair 2019. I'm sharing with you some of my vast knowledge of wedding ceremony tips and, you know, things that worked well and not so well. And yesterday was a big one. Today is a lot of common sense, but I want to make it known that I have nothing against outdoor weddings. I really don't. I've played actually keyboard out at outdoor weddings and things like that. But I do want to tell you, if you plan on getting married in the summer in Southern Illinois, number one, you have to have a plan B if severe weather were to come about. But number two, guys, gals, it's hot. It's hot. I know you may be planning an outdoor wedding for July right now. You may be picturing it in your mind of how beautiful it's going to be under the oak tree with all of your family and friends there. But friends, I have attended outdoor weddings in the summer where I looked over down the row of people there to the nice ladies sitting to my right, and their makeup, God love them, was like cracked and caked, and it was sweating and it was melting off of their face. Their faces were literally melting as we were watching the ceremony that went a little long. It was at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I look over there and literally they're wiping their faces because of the sweat, direct sunlight, while the bride and groom were up there in the shade. All the guests were over there like in the hot box. And I can't stress to you enough to maybe think about in the summer how much your guests would appreciate a nice air-conditioned facility. Okay? It's just like avoiding heat exhaustion. And like I said, in the summertime in Southern Illinois, it can pop up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You could have a, you know, a big old storm come through, and now you've really got to have a plan B. So think about it. Now, fall's a different deal. Springtime's also different. You always got to have a plan B. But in the summer in Southern Illinois, when the heat index is 105, and you're out there doing your ceremony, and people have been sitting out in the sun in their suits and in their fancy clothes for an hour, it starts to get a little hot. You're going to have a lot of back sweat, a lot of forehead sweat, and armpit sweat. Just a little heads up. Kent's Wedding Tips number 5. And remember, coming up, you can be a part of the biggest bridal fair in this area. It is Ever After Bridal Fair 2019, the pavilion for the city of Marion. You talk to the folks in their wedding venue, say, hey, do you have a facility we can just stop on in if it is too hot that day? There's going to be those folks out there. You're going to see the cake people. You're going to talk to your caterer, your DJ. You're going to talk to the photographer. Everybody's going to be there in one spot. And you have a chance at winning a $1,200 diamond pendant necklace from Diamond Designs by the McNeils. Got to get pre-registered, brides-to-be. Do it today at z100fm.com.